speaking. Red Rover, Red Rover. I'm a tricky nigga with sticky ass hands. Take me to the market and I'll steal what I can. I'll steal your bitch and I'll steal your car. I won't get very far cause I'll crash it in a ditch. I'm a tricky nigga, yes, this is true. Here is an example of what I can do. You see, I'm a cup of rotten milk, head cheese, real no silk. Homeboy, I'm an unprotected sex guilt. Plus the day after pill, bitches know I'm dope. My dick shoots coke when I come, y'all sniff, sniff. The Bolivian prince is in the house. Give me a minute, I'll be in your mouth. Alright. I do fake Louis Vuitton, and yes, you know I keep it golden, boy, like C-3PO. Oh,
those plastic little dudes, they're not hip-hop. They make grown pop sounds like Korean dance pop made for a video game that you never even heard of. It's the white Bob Dylan, human $100 bill, and J-O-N thousand. Pope MC that don't give a fuck if you MC the Jay-Z of being broke, the Nas of getting pussy. Anyway, Cunnilingus, Clariable, Care Bear with that face full of yayo. Hey yo, who got that crack? The Woodbiker single, but I hate rap. Yup, player hater, the why dater. If I could rape her, I'm just saying. Sipping so cold, I'm solo, pippin' in Soho. Oh, I'm trying to get rich like Oprah Winfrey sing.
Drunk talking mega shit. White, I got a little bit. I hit the camp sniffing it. I can finally sip it. I finish it. I lit it. Sipping that membership. I put up in the crab. I'm the part of 50 yard block. I'm down to y'all. This is my shopping cart. I look up in the parking lot. You lock a lot. Pedal down to Philly Gap. Where we don't lean back. Cause you never see that. Big old plastic little dude. We're not hip hop. We make bro pop. Sounds like Korean dance.
Ah!
5000円ありがとう。
やっぱりシステムに縛られてるのかな。
自分のじゃない？
Something about it, then stay tuned. This show is about kids against crime.
Hello, my name is Rosie Greer.I used to play football with the LA Rams and New York Giants. We had a group of guys called the Fearsome Foursome, and we fought hard to win games. We loved one another, and we worked hard together. Our subject today on this program, Kids Against Crime, is called arson. That's the subject. Want you to know that starting fires are the wrong thing to do. Burning people's property, burning down your own community. What a tragic thing that is. and it is a tragedy to have those things happen. You don't have to have that happen in your community. Begin to watch out for one another. Begin to, if you see a fire, call the policeman. Call the fire department. Because we don't want fires burning up our community. We can make a difference. When we had a problem on our team, we called a team meeting. We brought all our guys together and said, now what's on your mind? What's our problem? And we begin to hear things. Guys begin to express their opinion about things, said things that they didn't like, begin to talk to one another, and didn't even get angry when they said something. If someone said something about me that hurt my feelings, I know they're only telling me something for my own good. Don't you want someone to tell you something for your own good? If you start setting fires, pretty soon, your own home is going to go up in flames. We can make a difference in our community. That's why we're doing this program called Kids Against Crime. We don't want violence in our community. We don't want fires in our community. Why? Because people get hurt. They lose their property. They lose their goods. And we don't want that to happen. Do you? I know you don't. So pick up your pencil, write a letter, pick up the telephone, call the numbers that you see on your screen, and tell us. I want to be a part of that team because I know you guys are winners. I know you're going to make a difference in my community. I know you're going to make a difference in my life. Because that's really what we want to do. And why are we here? Because
this is Cocaine speaking.
I'm Hulk Hogan.
I want to be a part of that team because I know you guys are winners. I know you're going to make a difference in my community. I know you're going to make a difference in my life. Because that's really what we want to do. And why are we here? Because we really love you. We know you're worth it. You're not hopeless. You're not lost. We haven't given up on you. Don't you give up on yourself. You hear? Don't you give up, because we're on the winning team.
Hi, I'm Lee Haney, 8-time World Physique Champion, Mr. Olympia. Austin is a small and strange word that has a huge meaning to it. A little match can start a fire big enough to destroy a building, to destroy lives, and to destroy property. You want to be very careful and plan with matches or any type of material that would catch a fire. So be very careful and be mindful of those types of things. Matches and fire is nothing to play with. And arson can end up sending you to jail or detention for a long time. Be a part of something positive. Be a part of Kids Against Crime.
Woo-hoo! Did you get it? Hold on to it. A basketball. When you think of basketball, you think of Michael Jordan, right?
Yep.
Okay. Can you fly like Michael Jordan?
No.
Would you like to fly like Michael Jordan?
Yep.
Oh, you would, huh? Well, you know what you have to do? Practice, practice, practice. And I believe if you practice hard enough, you can be or you can do anything you can imagine. What do you think about that?
Pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. But you know what we are here doing here now, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about crime. We're talking about kids against crime. We're talking about always doing the right thing and not doing the bad things, which is crime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But have you ever done something really good?
Mm-hmm.
What? Give me one thing that you've done good.
Got good grades.
You did what?
Got straight A's.
You got straight A's? That's great. That is really, really good, man.
Boys and girls, it's me again. That's right, Mr. T. And what I'm talking about this time is arson. Don't be smoking, don't be playing with matches, don't be playing with cigarette lighters and all that stuff. Don't burn nobody's house down. How would you like somebody to burn your house down, burn your mother's garage down? You wouldn't like it, and Mr. T don't like it. So stay away from fires.
You ever seen something like that happening?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Well, I haven't seen it, but I heard about it.
Okay, what have you heard?
My friends down the street were lighting things on fire, but they blew them out, though, so it wasn't that big of a deal, but... Mm-hmm. I just saw some of the fire.
But now it could have gotten out of hand, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't want to start fires.
No.
Right? But you do want to be part of our team, right?
What team?
You don't know what team it is? Kids Against Crime.
Oh, okay.
Come here and let me talk to you a minute. I want to tell you about matches and lighters. This is very serious stuff. And as a kid, I know that you love to get into that kind of thing.
It all started when I was about 5 years old. I started playing with matches. I would burn anything I could find. And then it progressed. It got worse as I got older. I would go from houses, maybe garages, just anything and everything I could find to burn, I would burn.
Matches are always fun to strike.
This
and
one's cold.
Like to them out and see them burn. Maybe they go out. Lighters are a real blast because you've got instant fire at your fingertip. But you know what? Those are two of the most dangerous things that you could ever touch or play with in your entire lifetime. They cause so much harm and so much hurt to people's lives that you can't even grasp it at your age right now.
One day, my freshman year of high school, me and one of my friends, we thought we were going to be cool. So it was the thing to do at the time. We made some Molotov cocktails and started throwing them at his dad's garage. We didn't think anything was going to happen, but it did.
Very few kids are setting fires on purpose. They're usually accidental. But you know what? It's too late once it started.
I was playing with a blowtorch out in front of their house before I had to go to school one morning. And I'm like, cool, putting out the fires. And then there was one fire I couldn't put out.
It's too late once it started, because it's almost impossible for you to put it out.
It raced up both evergreen trees, got the boat, got the house.
It grows and grows and grows until you become overwhelmed.
I was told if this ever happened again, I was going to go away for a long time.
And then you come see me.
Be a part of our team.
Should you join our team?
Join our team.
I want to be on the side against the kid against crime.
Why don't you be on our team? Be a kid against crime.
Wow, that was good. Give me something here. Whoa.
Kids against crime.
Don't do crime. You guys don't have to do crime.
Yo.
Say yo.
Yo. Don't do crime. Hate crime. You shouldn't do crime.
Stop doing that crime.
Stop doing that crime. I don't know what crime means.
Kid against crime!
You're a kid against crime.
Kid! I'm a kid against crime.
You got it.
I don't know what they say.
You don't know anybody.
Kids against crime.
I'm a kid against
crime. I'm a kid against crime.
I am a kid against crime. I forgot.
Kid against crime!
I'm a kid against crime. Yes, give me a check.
You have to be a kid against crime.
Be a part of our team.
Kid against crime.
Christiana, could you tell me what does arson mean? Do you know the word?
It's someone who makes fires and they're not supposed to, and it affects people and it hurts them, and it's really bad, and you don't ever want to do it. Just don't do it.
What do you know about that?
Well, one time someone started a fire in back of my house, and it almost burned my house down, and I didn't like that. It's really scared me, and it was the day after Thanksgiving, 2 years ago.
Oh, man, did you hear that? She said she was really scared. And those, you kids out there, if you don't want to hurt somebody, you know, don't try to burn their house down. Because it will make them sad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But what happened? Did you stop the fire?
The firemen stopped it, and we had to evacuate, and so... But then it didn't hit our house, so we had to put all the stuff back in.
Yeah, it's because you had to work hard for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel really sorry for the people that started it, because they feel really bad, I bet.
Yeah, I bet they did. You know, and when you do something bad like that, you know, you probably feel bad. So don't start fires, okay? Well, what's your name again?
Christiana.
And Christiana, you are a kid against...
crime.
You are?
Yeah.
You wouldn't start a fire, right?
No.
You wouldn't do any of those bad things, right?
No, and I wouldn't even play with matches. I'd get in trouble.
Because you are...
a kid against...
Thank you, Christiana.
You're welcome.
Be a part of our team!
My name is Meadowlark Lemon, and I'm a basketball player. I played basketball all of my life. And at this very time here, I played in 9,984 games, which makes me a team player. And I want to ask each and every one of you out there that's watching this program now to join this great team we have called Kids Against Crime. Would you please join our team? And if you would join our team, would you write to us and just tell us that, hey, you want to be on our team? Thank you so much.
My name is Bob Eggleston. I'm a fire investigator with the City of Santa Ana, California Fire Department. It's my job to investigate the origin and cause of fires that occur within my jurisdiction.
Looks to me like you've been charged with arson and convicted. That's one of the stupidest crimes that I see in this court. And I'm looking at you and I'm wondering, are you stupid? I look at your parents. They look normal. But what's wrong with you? Playing with matches? You were told not to play with matches when you were 4 years old, 3 years old. You knew that. And so now you're out there in the fields playing with your friends, tossing matches around as if you didn't know what would happen.
Fire leaves an indication as to where it started. It leaves patterns and it leaves indicators. It leaves evidence that through my years of experience and training, I've been able to learn to identify.
Fortunately, they were able to stop the fire and it just burned a small patch. But that's still arson. You are still going to be liable for the fact of what might have happened. And that's what makes me mad.
This is not an uncommon thing for me to run across as the troubled fire setter. Usually, fire setting is a behavior that's an indication of an underlying problem. Fire setting is not the main problem. It's just the manifestation of that problem in some cases.
For that, because I think that's such a stupid crime, I'm going to make you go through psychological evaluation. I'm going to have the head shrinkers take a look at you because I don't know if you're a pyromaniac and you're a dangerous person. I've got to find out about you.
Arson is defined in the code as being the malicious and purposeful burning of structure, forest land, or property of another.
Now, maybe you're not crazy, but anyone who commits an offense like this has got to have something wrong with them. I'm going to take some time to try to find out about it.
I have to be able to testify as an expert that I believe the fire was started purposefully and maliciously.
And the time that I take generally means that you'll be locked up while I make up my mind. And I'll have my shrinks come over and look at you. Let's see what you feel like playing with matches now.
If you continue to do it, if you continue to set fires, ultimately I will catch you, or somebody like me will catch you and bring you to justice.
Penal Code Section 451, arson, the malicious burning of any structure. Don't do it.
We want to change their mind. We want to stop them from doing that. Sometimes it takes criminal punishment, though, in order to do that.
If you do it intentionally, you're going to come and see me. That's the last thing you want to do, because I will put you behind bars. We take arson seriously.
What can a kid against crime do to help a fire investigator identify an arsonist? You may be an eyewitness. You can certainly help by identifying yourself as a witness and and saying, I saw what happened, I saw who did it.
Watch!
Kids Against Crime!
Hi, I'm Ed Rock Lemon, and I just joined an organization called Kids Against Crime. Now, I may look like I'm an adult, but I'm a kid at heart.
Laugh at me like that. Down my arm, right out of sight. I'm a kid against crime.
Catch me one more time.
One more time. David, where you going?
One more time.
I'm a kid against crime!
But I can't do that because I got something in my mouth.
Come on, what's that? Yes! Come on over there right there!
So I've joined this group called Kids Against Crime. I'm going to join too.
Awesome.
I don't know what that word means.
Okay, I'll explain it. It's someone who starts fires and stuff. Do you know anyone like that who starts fires, burns your home down, and burn up all the land and stuff?
I know a person who likes to burn up pumpkins.
You know a person who likes to burn up pumpkins? Who would that be?
My friend.
Who? What's his name?
Victor.
Victor.
Leave the pumpkins alone, Victor.
Do you know what Kids Against Crime means?
Well, it's like kids are trying that say no to crime.
Okay, well, what are you?
A kid.
Are you a kid, but what else? You like crime?
No.
Well, you a kid against?
Crime.
No, talk to that camera there and just speak to the camera.
I'm a kid against crime.
And you better believe it. Talk to him.
And I better believe it.
No. You gotta say, make it sound real, like you really, really mad at me.
I'm really, really mad.
No. Because I'm a kid against crime.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Can you say it one time for me before you leave?
Kids Against Crime?
Yeah. Say it.
Kids Against Crime.
Yeah. Talk to the camera.
Hello.
That's good.
You know something, Hulkamaniacs? I want to talk 1 second about fires, dude. If you have a friend or any of your buddies at school that likes to play with lighters or matches, you know, that's not cool because if they like to burn things, the next thing that could be burned down is your house, dudes. If something happens, you see a fire or one, report it to one of your fire officials or a neighbor real quick. If there's a car or somebody suspicious in your neighborhood, get a good handle on them. Make sure you know what they look like. And whatever you do, dudes, be a holster. Be a kid against crime.
Moms and dads, you know what? You know why we own this program, Kids Against Crime? We want to let your sons and daughters know that there's something better for them. We want to let them know that there's someone that loves them like you do. Because we know you don't want your children to get in trouble. So we're here to ask them to join with us. The one in
Pittsburgh!
To say to the world that we are going to be better. We want our kids involved in something wholesome and decent, not only for themselves, but for all of us. So will you talk to your child? Will you love them? Will you encourage them as we stand together to make this world a better place? Right here on Kids Against Crime.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
The firefighter, in the army, and...
You want to protect the country?
Yeah.
You want to fight fires, especially young kids who are starting fires and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there anybody out there that you know of who have started a fire?
No.
But if you saw someone starting a fire, what would you say to them?
Don't do that.
It's very dangerous. You could pollute the air and kill animals. And you'll have to make the people that you start the fire, if it's a house, you'll have to make them pay for another house and get their house repaired. And you'll probably get caught, and you'll learn a lesson if you get caught, and just don't do that, because that'll be bad, and it could teach other kids to start fires.
So you would tell them not to start a fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that would make you a kid against crime.
Watch
Kids Against Crime
every Saturday on TVN.
What was that again?
Kids Against Crime!
What's Kids Against Crime?
The team, like you've been told,
You know something, Hulkamaniacs? I'm Hulk Hogan, and I watch Kids Against Crime every week. Right, T? You're right. I'm Mr. T. I pity the fool that don't watch Kids Against Crime. And we're gonna take a bite out of crime.
Be a kid against crime.
Beep! Alarm goes off, right? Fireman comes running out here, and he first puts on those fireproof boots. He's getting ready there. Now, you gotta remember, boys and girls, we can go inside houses where there's fire and there's a lot of dangerous gases, because we have stuff that won't burn and we have air tanks to breathe fresh air. And he wears that hood there so he can't burn his hair or his face. That jacket, see? He sits in there and then he puts on an air tank. So that way, when we get to the house to put out the fire, we're all ready to go. Now just imagine going down the street, sirens are going, people are getting out of our way, horns are blasting. And he's staying calm, getting all stuff on. And that's what a fireman does, you see that? Now we get to the house, and he's ready to jump out and go save someone's life or put the fire out, see? All right! Now remember this, boys and girls. If you see this guy in your house and he's crawling real low in the smoke, he's not an alien or a Martian or anything. He's just a fireman coming to help you. So make sure you go to him, okay? Because he's there to get you out. You know what? You're a lot cuter like that. You're welcome.
Nice and loud, huh?
Kind of sounds like Darth Vader, doesn't he? Now remember, we're in the house, and there's a fire, and all of a sudden we see something like that coming at us. That looks pretty darn frightening, doesn't it? But it's just our fireman, and he's here to help us. Now I'll tell you something, boys and girls. Hear that sound? That's fresh air. He's getting from this air tank back there. Now you don't have any air in that house because it's full of smoke, right? But he's there with air to help him. And he has all this stuff on here so that he can't get burnt. His hands are safe, body's safe, legs are safe, and his face is safe. See that big shield there? And he's got a hard head so nothing can fall on him and hurt him, right? And he's got this special alarm in case he needs help. So remember, we're there to help you. And we have the special stuff to do it with.
You know something, Hulkamaniacs? I'm Hulk Hogan, and I watch Kids Against Crime every week. Right, T? You're right. I'm Mr. T. I pity the fool that don't watch Kids Against Crime. Then we're gonna take a bite out of crime.
Be a kid against crime.
That's the tragedy of the juvenile fire setter, is that when something happens that gets out of that person's control, the fire gets too big for them to handle, and it ends up in huge property loss or loss of life. Then the tragedy occurs, and that child has to face that the rest of their life.
I'm so glad that you watched this program today. Our subject was arson, burning fires, and all those kind of things. You know what? Call your friends. We're going to be on every week. We want you to watch. We want you to be a part of it. We want you to write letters. We want you to call in. We want you to get involved. Why? Because we need you. We need you to be involved. When you're involved, that means that your community gets involved. That means that the word gets around to your friends and your neighbors. And we learn to work together. Why? Because it's good for you, good for me, good for all of us. And that's what we want. Things happening in our community that's good.
Can you hear me?
Kids Against Crime.
Here at Kids Against Crime, PO Box A, Santa Clara, 92711. Clean up your world and be a kid against crime.
Arson, burning is wrong. That's a crime. You're gonna serve some time.
When we were writing all the songs for the first album, one of the songs we wrote made it from there to the first album, to Kiss Alive, to almost every tour we've done since then. Tequila! All right!
somebody backstage before, and they would tell me there's a lot of you people there that like to drink vodka and orange juice. Yeah. I tell you something, when you're down in the dumps and you need something to bring you up, there's only one thing that's going to do it the way you want it. What's that? I can't hear you. Touch it. Listen.
From the wonderful world of sports, we bring you Home Run Derby, where each week the leading home run hitters of the major leagues will compete in a home run hitting contest. You'll meet such stars as Duke Snyder, Eddie Matthews, Rocky Colavito, Mickey Mantle, Armin Killebrew, Jim Lemon, Willie Mays, Jackie Jensen, and many others.
Hi there, everybody. I'm Mark Scott saying, welcome to Home Run Derby. This week we have two of the greatest stars in all of baseball, that fence-busting switch hitter, Mickey Mantle, and the wondrous Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays. Let's meet them, shall we? Mickey, come on. Welcome to Home Run Derby. How are you going to hit today?
I'm going to hit right-handed today, Mark.
Is that your best power?
Well, most all of my real long home runs have been from the right-hand side of the plate.
Well, that settles that. Willie, come on in. Welcome to Home Run Derby.
Thank you, Mark.
Willie, you can only hit one way. You're right-handed. Will it make any difference whether the pitcher is right-handed or left-handed?
No, it doesn't, Mark. When I'm hitting good, I probably hit anybody, righty or lefty.
Well, that just proves that they're great ball players. You probably want to know what the prizes are. The winner, the one who gets the greatest number of home runs, gets $2,000. The loser has the consolation prize of $1,000. But as an additional bonus, if you hit three consecutive balls out of the ballpark in fair territory, it will be worth $500 to either one of you. Now, if you get the fourth one in a row, it's another $500. For every additional home run that you hit after that, an additional $1,000. Now the pitchers are out there to get the ball over the plate where you can hit it. They're batting practice pitchers, and they work alternate innings. And incidentally, the pitcher who throws the most home run balls will also receive a bonus. It's important that you know that you'll have three outs per inning. Anything except a ball that's hit out of the ballpark is an out. You don't have to swing at every pitch. However, if it's in the strike zone, you'd better swing at it, because we have Art Passarello over there to call the strikes for us. Now, you won the toss, Mickey. You're the home team. Willie, you're the visiting ball club, so let's play ball.
My name is Paul Miller, and I'm the director of The Pest. The Pest is a film that was shot on location in Miami, Florida, as well as in several locations throughout Los Angeles and Hollywood. The way that I got involved with this film was through my relationship with John Leguizamo, which started on a television series that we did together called The House of Buggin', which aired on Fox Television. And there's John. John's spent about 18 hours in the water in a shower on a soundstage in Hollywood. And at the end of the 18 hours, which actually was done over a two-day period, John had to be dried out and given a couple of days off to sort of recover. It was this song that we opened this film with was written by John and by David Barkatz, who's the screenwriter on the film. And they wrote the lyrics and wrote the music. And music is a very big, very important part of John's life. He's a great dancer and loves to sing, loves to clown around with music. And he felt really strongly about opening the film with a song, an original song, that would kind of set up the character of the Pest and also give him an opportunity to play several characters, which is... which was one of the goals of this film from the beginning, was to give John a chance to be seen improvising and playing a variety of crazy manic characters. It also the song also has a lot of references to cultural things that cultural icons that that are interesting to John and are in his background in television and film and. You know, and books and things. This parrot actually, or this cockatoo, I guess it was, is actually John's bird, and his pet. and this bird went all over the place with John. He was always in the dressing room trailer. They were best buddies. I'm sure if that parrot could, or that cockatiel could speak his own mind, he'd have a lot of interesting things to say.
Time to rock with the pick of the buck bump.